views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief when you solve your problems with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts that we are giving today are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network. So if you're listening later, it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information, and we love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Sirdar is my guest today. This is my sister from another mother. Sharan is an epigeneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Hey, Sharan, are you there? Hello, Sharan.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on the show again.
We were just talking before the show, and as usual, your days are full. What are you busy with right now, Sharan, before we get into the radio show? Let's catch up.
I've been working on my PhD. I finished my research on that, and I'm going to start writing up, which should have been about a month ago, but it's still not.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
As you know, life just kind of has its own flow, so I just go with that. I'm going to India. I'm speaking in India at a conference, which is a prenatal, parental conference. I forget the whole name of it, but that's in India. I've been invited to speak there, and all is good.
Yeah, I just love working with you, because we were just talking about this, you know, how much this field is progressing. Like, do you want to just share for those in the audience that have not heard from you before? Like, we've known each other forever, right?
So yeah.
We both have we share the same birthday. We were just talking about how this field is really rapidly of energy work and the knowledge that's coming out. Do you want to share a little bit about your journey for those who don't know you yet, of how you came to be doing the work you're doing now?
Okay. Well, I started off as a geneticist in the laboratory working for 13 years, and I did my master's in human genetics. And then after that, I moved into working for myself because I realized the potential that is available for people to heal. And the shift was really to move from the paradigm where people think that their biology, they're a victim to their biology, which is genetics, and then move to epigenetics, which is that the environment actually influences your genetics, your DNA. And so moving into that field has allowed me to work with people to allow them to align to the source within themselves. And that is where their DNA shifts into alignment to their innate well-being and health.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that you are doing the work you're doing and going to this conference. I was out at the Interior Wellness Festival that was in October, and it was very, very interesting because I think it was on the Sunday. On the Saturday, I was working with a woman, and I bring people out of the audience up, and I just ask them, what do you want to shift here? And on the Saturday, the one lady had such a horrible pain in her right hip, mm-hmm. and it was about nagging doubts because she was about to make a big life change, mm-hmm. and the pain disappeared instantly. But interestingly enough, it was also, she got in touch with me after and the dynamics down the family line also changed because this was directly related to her mother energy. And then on the Sunday, I gave another talk and there was a lady I pulled out of the audience and we were working. She had surgery on her left ear and she couldn't hear out of it. And so I was working on her and, it was... When we left, this other woman in the audience came up to me after and told me that for 10 years she was not able to hear out of her left ear. And it popped while I was working on the other woman and she could hear out of it for the first time in 10 years. And, when that kind of thing happens, it's like, it's so beautiful to witness. Like this woman was so excited, but she was kind of freaking at the same time because, when you can hear again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She was kind of shocked and she was kind of like in a weird state because for 10 years she couldn't hear out of that ear. And all of a sudden, just sitting in the audience, boom, pop, and now she can hear.
And the first woman that you talked about with it impacting the whole of her, family, I mean, that's exactly how this all works. And, what a great example because, that's exactly it. When we work with ourselves and we're carrying things that are not just ours, we're carrying things that, we've inherited from our ancestors, the traumas that they've experienced. And then that's where the magic happens.
And so what I'm finding... And I really wanted to ask this question of you because you've been on the show many times and, this is your field. So from what I understand, the mitochondria of the cell is actually passed on. That's the part of the cell that generates energy. And that is passed on down through the maternal line from what I understand.
Yes, it is.
And so can you explain a little bit about that? Because I feel like... When I was looking into the mitochondria, because the mitochondria is what keeps you young. It's your energy source for every cell in your body.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain a little bit like why it is that it comes from the maternal line and not the paternal?
I don't know why it is, but I just know that yes, it does. It comes from the maternal line. So the mitochondria have their own DNA as well. And when the mitochondria passed on, that is literally the mitochondrial DNA goes with it, obviously. And so every child then inherits that. And so its role is to create energy, which is called ATP. When we have anything that anything that's influencing us on the outside, whether it's our internal state. When I say outside, I mean outside of our cellular structure.
So are you talking about the actual physical body at this point?
Yeah, the physical body, or, you know, there's a lot of energy that the whole of it is energy. And so, you know, the work you and I both do is we're looking at what that energy is. And in the examples that you gave with the woman with the hip and the ear, it's like, well, suddenly that energy moves and then it just shifts everything into place, because that's the innate state that anyone is available to anyone. And so the ATP is what's creating the energy for all of these changes on a physical level.
It's really interesting because you're going to kind of laugh, but like I laugh about this, but I definitely, my mom was the best cook. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she could bake up a storm, and somehow I missed that gene. But it's really interesting because you know how some people are night people and some people are day people?
Yeah.
Well, like my daughters and I are all night people. At 10 o'clock, we wake up. 10 o'clock at night, it's morning. Mm-hmm. And like, that's our energy. And my mom was like that when I look back on it. Like if she didn't have to get up at 6 a.m. because she had stuff to do and kids to get ready for, she would, you know, normally sleep till probably noon mm-hmm. and then be able to work all night. Mm-hmm. And I find that really fascinating that actually is something like the amount of energy, because that's the mitochondria, right? Mm-hmm. So the amount of energy is passed on from the mother.
That's interesting, actually. Yeah,
it just came up. But anyway, like this is I've been working a lot on manuals, and I was doing my best to understand this, to explain it to people. And I thought, I keep forgetting to email you and ask you about this. So I'm better here now. But the reason why this fascinates me, we can get into it. We have to take a break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about this a little bit more, because this is to me fundamental in anti-aging.
And
in health, because if you start to understand this energy at a higher level, mm-hmm. then we can apply that to our energetic shifts and empower the DNA to be even, you know, more youthful.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and Sharan Sirdar. When we'll continue with this discussion, feel free to call in. We are here to shift some energy. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. And before we continue, Sharan, because we were just talking through the break here, and I'm just fascinated by this information. Can you share your information with us, how to reach you?
They can go to my website, and it's Sharan Sirdar, that's CharanSurdar.com. And if they go on there, you'll see all my... my social media buttons. It's mainly Facebook, Instagram, so they can connect with me there, and YouTube. I've got some videos there that people can go and check out.
And so we were talking during the break about the mitochondria. Do you want to just share what we were talking about?
Okay, so yes, it was very interesting, wasn't it, what we were saying? And that is that, so continuing on with what we were saying from before the break, and that is that, how is it that the mitochondrial DNA is just the mother? Well, the eggs actually in a woman form in the womb itself. And for the males, they form it... puberty. And so what the father does is contribute to half of the chromosomes, what the chromosome makeup is. So we have 23 chromosomes, and the father then contributes half of that. So it's like, you know, every chromosome, one part is mom, one part is dad, and they're X and Y. But the males are X and Y on one of the chromosomes. The Y is because there is a little bit missing on the X. So when they get passed down, it's if either an X or a Y, and that's what creates a male or female.
The reason this fascinates me is I've been working on protocols. Like when I do energy shifting, I find that 80% of issues are general, usually. So a general energetic shift, like listening to this radio show, can really have profound effects, like that woman sitting in the audience. I wasn't even working on her.
Yeah.
Specifically, it was a general energetic shift, and she her hearing returned to her. So the reason this fascinates me is I've been working on a protocol for anti-aging for many years now. And the mitochondria, that's the energy source. And so I feel that on some level that, you know, if the father does not, because I was asking you, like when a fetus is in the womb, I think it's at around 40 days, every egg that she has will be, she already has in her body, right? And so, and I was asking you, what about the sperm for the male? And you said not until puberty, right?
Yeah, the sperm doesn't form till puberty, but they still get the mitochondria from the mom. So that's the energy, the energy the part of the cell that creates energy. So they get that from the mom.
Yeah. So this is like something that we can really tune into and recognize. That would be very interesting, because is it the same for a daughter as for a son then? That there's a major shift at puberty, that where the mother's energy kicks in more?
I'm not too sure about the energetics of that. But I mean, the physical chemistry and all of that is that is when they kick into action to be the sexual beings. Whereas for females, that's already impregnated in them. Like they are already ready, like with the eggs in them.
Don't you find that absolutely fascinating?
I do.
Like, it's just so beautiful, really, when you think about it. And the reason why I'm like really looking into this right now is I feel that I notice, like with young women, well, it's with men and women, but on a spiritual weaknesses tend to revolve in cycles of seven. Mm-hmm. And so when a girl turns, you know, they say like most girls until they're about 7 years old mm-hmm. are pretty sure of themselves, you know, if they have a good, you know, upbringing. And it's around the age of eight that they start wondering if they're not measuring up to society's standards.
Yeah.
And then at the age of 14, I mean, it's really gone down now. A lot of girls are reaching puberty a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. But like generally by 14, most women have, you know, they've reached puberty and they usually are on their menstrual cycle by then. Mm-hmm. And then when you get 21, if I have a room of like 50 people and I ask how many of you got married or had a baby or made like huge life decision at the age of 21, half the hands will go up. And then at 28, that's when women again choose to get married, have a baby, like make these really, really huge choices. And I've noticed this is a pattern that goes on. Mm-hmm. And so but it comes up spiritual. Like if you test it energetically, it feels like, oh, this is a spiritual issue. There's a weakness with the spiritual side. And so when we start being able to separate and designate the energy from the mother and the father, and we know what the inherited weaknesses are down the line, I feel like it would really speed up people's ability to return to homeostasis in the body. Does that test strong for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not fascinating. This is something I've been wanting to talk about with you. But we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting here. So, Carter, can you put her on?
Yeah, Yulith from Vancouver, BC. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Yulith. What can Shannon and I do for you today?
Well, firstly, I wanted to say thank you so much for the corrections that you've done for me along this time at work. I finally got my lending authority and everything worked out.
Good.
It feels really good.
Good. I'm just going to fill Sharan in. Sharan, Yulith called into the show, I think, about 3 weeks ago. Yulith, who was on the show with me that day? Do you remember?
I don't, sorry.
I don't either. Some fascinating energy worker. So she was calling in because she was having a lot of stress regarding the new position that she was doing her best to land in her career. And so, uh-huh. Yulith, do you want to just tell us what happened after you called in?
So I basically, before I called in, I'd spoken up about it. And at that moment when I'd called in, you know, they were in the midst of changing things because of what I'd said. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of fallback there because my boss is still, you know, quite ticked off with me for speaking up. And so is the trainer, but things have changed for the better.
Well, and this is something that... change, people get very resistant to, even good change. Leroy and I were just, he was on my show a while back, and he was saying it doesn't matter what he's finding. It doesn't matter if the changes, like, it can be all positive things. But if there's rapid change, people have a tendency to back away from it because people rarely step into their power when they're in their comfort zone. So congratulations for standing up for yourself.
Wonderful.
And for changing the system.
Thank you so much.
Good for you. What can we do for you today now? Like, what's going on? Can we empower you in some more here?
Yes, I am. I'm calling because I'm getting a lot of resistance in moving forward. So basically, I'm wanting to work from home. And I noticed that everyone else has been approved, but I noticed my boss was delaying mine a little bit. And I'd just like to sort of, you know, I'd like to move it ahead because I'm pretty much the last one left. And I think
okay.
What's just happened plays a part in it.
Okay, so I can feel Sharan just zipping away here, but we have to take a break. Can you hold on until we come back after the break?
Sure.
And can you tell us on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being, oh my goodness, I'm panicking about this, to 0, I'm totally neutral, it's all going to work out. Where are you on that scale?
I'd say between an 8 and a 9. I'm quite frustrated.
Okay, so we have to take a short break here. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, that's T-A-I-L-S, if you're looking for energy correcting cards or paintings. And also, you can reach me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., Instagram, mostly on Facebook at this time, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be back right after this short break, 1-800-930-2819. Shift life story into better.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar on the show with me, and Yulith has called in from Vancouver, BC. And we are talking about, we've been working on your energy through the break, Yulith. And Sharan, what would you like to share with her?
So, Yulith, what came up was an emotion of self-abuse, which feels like you beat yourself up. And what we were saying is that it feels like you're kind of getting in your own way because you don't feel like you can move forward.
So this is, Sharan, this is like, you know, when someone is overthinking, overguarding, overprotecting.
Yes.
So we just want to check in with you, Yulith. Are you noticing a difference in the number?
I've dropped to about a six.
A six, okay. So what else, Sharan? I'm getting, she went weak to being told that she's self-abusive because that's something she doesn't want to do. Do you want to explain that? Because we all tend to do that to ourselves.
Basically, too, you know, everything that goes on in our head, the mind chatter is, I'm not good enough, I'm not allowed to do this, wise, you know, all these things that we say to ourselves that are getting in the way of us moving forward. So that's what self-abuse is.
So really, it's just a lack of love, of a lack of expression of love for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or should we say it's us getting in the way of our own selves for that love to be, because love is just that pure consciousness, isn't it? So, and that pure consciousness carries all the information for our innate health and well-being, whether it's in the body or outside the body, whether it's in relationships and all of that. So when self-love is something that is innately who we are, and so then that is when we have self-abuse, it's like we're putting a dampening kind of situation on that.
Interesting. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, Yulith. I'm getting that you just shifted some more. Where can you get in touch with that right now? What number are you at?
5 and a 4.
Yeah, I got you're going down to a 3. And what's coming up is the little details of life. Mm-hmm. Sharan, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I got frustration for you as well just now. So it's like that. It's frustrating. And I actually feel like it's a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what we were saying? I think, was it in the break? We were just saying that it's like to catch up, or was it before that? It was before that, wasn't it? With regards to change, that it's hard for the mind to kind of catch up with where the body is at or the energy is at.
The reason why Sharan and I can't remember what we just said is because we're both working, and when we work together, we go into that zone. So I feel that this is going to resolve itself very quickly now. And part of the thing is that for you to be able to be strong to working in your home, make sure the feng shui in your environment is moving, like that there's energy moving throughout your house, any stagnant energy, because it's just coming up that not wanting to be lonely at home when you're alone at home. Mm-hmm. And yeah. When you put that into a bigger context, it's like if you consider yourself like a human being with a soul, that's not really how it is. You are a soul that's traveling in a human body. And so homeostasis of the body is your ability to move into your body and to own it. And so this is your home. And so that dragonfly, the homeostasis dragonfly, and Sharan, you and I always pick a dragon, and you were saying that you really, like, I posted my, I just finished Insightful, and I posted her on Facebook if people want to see that. And she's just a beautiful dragon coming in really intense and clean and clear. And so this is about organization of the physical environment and organization of the physical body so that everything is perfectly in alignment to usher in success. Does that make sense, Yulith?
A lot of sense. And
yeah,
really dropped into me right now. I mean, congratulations on that one, because that's my next dragon.
Yeah, she took six
That's
months.
That's going to be but... sitting with me when I work.
So you have an amazing day. We have another caller here that I'd like to take. Thank you so much for calling in. And Sharan, do you have any last words for Yulith?
No, good. You just let the energy flow and watch what happens.
Thank you so both so much. I really appreciate it.
You're Thanks. Very welcome. Have an amazing day. So, Carter, we have another caller, Marcus from Alberta.
Yeah, Marcus from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Pardon me, I'm thinking Canadian. How are you today, Marcus?
Pretty good. How you doing, Colette and Sharan?
Hi there.
Awesome. What can That's we do good. For you today?
Yeah, I wanted to look in the area of money and finances. I was recently involved in an investment, and it turned out to be a scam. And the person stole like $5,000 from me. And ever since then, it's like things have been going down financially. So I was trying to figure out what exactly is going on with my money energy.
Okay, this is a good one. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, I'm panicking, and 0 being cool as a cucumber, I'm totally neutral. Where are you?
I would say about an 8.
Okay. Sharan, I'm working on this. Do you want me to work on this a little bit and give you a little bit of time, or are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's many things coming up here. In my experience, and this is also what happened with my father, when people are scammed, quite often, if it's their business and it has to do with their money, it has a profound effect on their well-being and health. And so we're strengthening that first and foremost. What's coming up is that you're very weak to the embarrassment of being scammed. Like, how could someone so intelligent be scammed? And actually, the embarrassment is actually the people who are that shallow. And, you know, a lot of people will talk about this, that, you know, there's 1% owns the entire world. Well, nobody owns the world. Nobody. The world owns herself. So, okay. You know, really the embarrassment that you're feeling is coming up on a spiritual level. You're embarrassed for humanity. And so I'm working on that. Sharan, what are you picking up?
I got that you had some bitterness about this, and that's the energy that came up. Bitterness as well as self-abuse for you too, which was for Yulith. Just like, you know, beating yourself up about it and having some bitterness. And so when these energies are in your physical energy field, well, I shouldn't say physical, in your energy field, what happens is that you're attracting certain situations. So once those are cleared, then it's allowing you to realign to your truth. So, yeah.
And so, Marcus, I just want to check in with you. Where are you at right now? Has that number shifted yet?
Yes, I would say maybe a 5 or 4.
Yeah, that I could feel you shifting a lot. So I talk about this. If you have what I refer to as your authentic self triad, that's your body, soul, spirit. And there's a lot of tactics. You can look this up on my website, talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S. Like, each of the dragons has a specialty. And when I was in Peru and I did ceremony there, a lot of my visions came up and are in some of my cards. And there's tactics that people tend to use on each other. And these tactics are also used in government and in media and throughout the world. And so when we start to realize that if we go inward and we, because the card that's coming up for you right now is the integrity card. And so I have my painting of integrity right next in my financial gua, because for me, it's not so much about making the money. It's more about how I make money. And so that's what's coming up week for you. So we want to strengthen that for you, that you deserve to have, you have the right as a human being, you have the right to enjoy a good life. This is what you are here on the planet to do. You are here to experience life. And if you don't label those experiences good or bad or positive or negative or, challenge, you know, these are challenges that have possibilities within every challenge. And when you start to recognize that judging your experience is not going to benefit you, that is why you are here. People who never fail are people who usually are not pushing themselves to a higher limit. And when we come back, we can work on that a little bit more. If you want to hang on through the break, Sharan and I'll work on this a little bit more for you. I feel like your number, I just want to check in with you. What's your number at now?
Wow, I would say maybe a 302.
Yeah, that's what I got. So we'll work on this, and we're going to come back after the break, because what you are doing right now is you're expressing what many people are going through. The systems are not working like they are supposed to much of the time, and we are making significant changes to better the systems right now. And those systems also affect the systems in our body. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, and we'll check in with you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I have Sharan Sirdar here on the show with me, and we will be right back after this short break and check in with Marcus when we come back.
High frequency healing for an amazing life. With Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar from the Epigenetist Specialist. And we also have Marcus from Atlanta on the call. And we're talking about money here. And Marcus, Sharan, because I don't want to forget what Sharan and I were just talking about. When I test it energetically, there is maybe one in a million people on this planet that has not been scammed. And so I figure that if we can find that one person out of a million and pick their brain, then we can go out and buy a lottery ticket and make $1 million instead of being that, you know what I mean? What number are you at, Marcus?
Oh, okay. Right now, I would say maybe a one or zero. I definitely feel more neutral about it.
Yeah. And I want to thank you, Marcus, because you just empowered a lot of people who are listening to this now and later to recognize, like, Sharan, when you go to India, can you find that guy from Revenue Canada that's calling me to tell me that I'm going to be thrown in jail and to call him and give all my banking information to him? You know what I mean? So honestly, Marcus, like, join the club. I think we've all been scammed. Have you been scammed, Sharan?
Oh yeah.
the biggest scam of all is that there's lack. Here we are in a world of total abundance, and we're all struggling like to get through the days. You know what I mean?
My first victim of being scammed was when I was in school and this girl stole my lunch. So,
Marcus, can you remember the first time you were scammed?
Well, honestly, I can't remember. I mean, really, I'm really not a risky person. So, you know, I thought I was going into this business deal. You know, and I did think I was kind of smart when it comes to finances, but it was. So to be scammed the way I was scammed, it was like, wow. And I was embarrassed. So you did hit the, you definitely were right on when you said that. You were spot on when you
don't be embarrassed for other people. Are you sure that you're not Canadian?
I think so.
One more thing, actually, I'm picking up. It goes back, Marcus, it goes back a few generations as well. And sometimes, you know, we can be holding on to that energy. So I've cleared that too.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Marcus, for calling in. And I'd say, buy lottery ticket. When I buy lottery tickets, I always buy them with an intention that I'm going to win no matter what. And if I don't actually win the money that comes from that ticket, I win in some way because the universe will return abundance in many, many ways. Mm. And so thank you so much for calling in. Like, this is
thank you. Thank you.
For everyone. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fascinating, Sharan. I love working with you.
You too.
What else do you want to talk about? Now that we've solved all the problems of the world.
Well, how about we started off the conversation with the mitochondria. And what if we strengthen everyone to being to their 100% potential with the mitochondria? So that's the anti-aging aspect.
Yeah, and you know what's coming up? When I was in ceremony in one of my visions, I saw everything I did wrong as a mother, and that's my that card is called the mother load.
Yeah,
I saw everything, like looking at the child wrong, like when you could have pat them on the back and said good job, and instead you cut the, you know, you say something and it hurts them, or you know, everything. Not making that meal, like feeding them yogurt that was laced with all sorts of chemicals, thinking it was good for them. You know, it was funny the things that came up, right? I mean, really think about, you know, with the mitochondria, what I feel is that the saying on that card is magic mirror on the wall. I've become my mother after all. And so if we're all going to become our mothers, then we may as well find what we love about our mothers and strengthen that, right?
Yeah. Well, that feels wrong. Yeah.
Sorry, Mom, though. I've given up cooking. That must skip a generation. So, yeah, but it's very interesting if you really get in touch with what you really love about your mother, then, and strengthen that, that's, you know, gonna, it feels strong that it strengthens every single cell in the body.
Yeah, and that's for all the males as well, males and females, because that way we're all kind of, what that does is actually balance the internal male and feminine aspects. So creating balance in all ways.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is something that you and I have talked about a lot also, is that the left side of the body and the right side of the body, the more that they are even and integrated, the more you are able to integrate your male and female energy, or masculine and feminine. And people have a tendency to put a gender on that. Mm. But we are all half male and half female.
Yeah, we are.
On an energetic level. Mm-hmm. And for those people that believe in past life situation, you know, we've probably been a male or a female in several lifetimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a lot of times people will talk about, when it comes to karma, it's cause and effect, right? Mm-hmm. So, like in Marcus's case, like we right away went, oh, you know, how many times have you been scammed? But do you ever remember a time where you've scammed someone else?
That's right. Yes.
So is that because, you know, the reason why this is so fascinating is that people, it affects their health when they feel embarrassed. Do you want to talk a little bit about that maybe?
Well, because what happens is then it's impacting your nervous system. You become a bit like a hamster on a wheel, to be, you know, constantly running. And so physiologically, what that means is that you're actually in a state of stress, and even though we don't realize it. And what happens there is then the physical body responds to that by, you know, it's almost like the modern version of being in front of a tiger or a lion. So you want to run, so the fight flight mode. And that just continues to keep going when we're in that state. So by, just like we worked with Marcus and Yulith, what's happened there is that the reason they go to zero is because that energy is no longer there that was perpetuating or making them run around the hamster wheel. And so now they're off. And so their whole physiology changes, because it's like it's now, it's neutral, you know, it's neutral in the sense that they're okay, and they don't have that energy. And so then their innate well-being, their relationships and everything comes into alignment.
Yeah, I love this. This was such an awesome show with you today. Again, it always is such a pleasure to connect with you. And you know how radio time goes by, right?
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that if anyone wants to get on to my Float Your Boat call for tomorrow night, you still can. You can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. And also, I will be at the Holistic Market and Fair on November 25th. It's the last market for the season. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And Sharan, we have another minute here. What would you like to share with everybody before we say goodbye?
Just one more thing about that anti-aging, you know, we were talking about the mitochondria, and everyone knows about telomeres, or most people do, and that is that, you know, they get shortened during our lifetime. But so just wanting to just strengthen everybody too, because the blueprint of the original length of those telomeres, which is the ends of the chromosomes, are already there. It's just that on the physical level, it isn't. So when we can tune into the fact that those are at the place that, you know, where the blueprint is, automatically the body will respond. So that
I just love you, Sharan. You explain such complicated things and set with such ease. Thank you for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you, Colette. It's been fun, always.
Yeah, and thank you for being on the show. We'll be back next Wednesday. And bye for now. Have an amazing day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.